meant for smaller gatherings of people rather than large crowds. 3. A good track record of picking up on other people's moods and motives. 4. An ability to notice little changes in the environment. 5. A tendency to be easily moved by music, books, films, and other media. 6. Heightened sensitivity to hunger, pain, medication, and caffeine. 7. A need to recharge and relax alone on a regular basis. 8. An appreciation of good manners and politeness. 9. Difficulty in refusing others' requests for fear of hurting their feelings. 10. Difficulty in forgiving yourself for even the smallest mistakes. 11. Perfectionism and imposter syndrome. 12. Trouble handling conflict and criticism. You don't have to answer yes to every item on this list to qualify as an HSP. Trust your intuition. If this list resonates with you, there's a good chance that you have a highly sensitive personality. Does. A useful way to think about high sensitivity. The DOES model is a helpful acronym that explains the HSP profile. Depth of processing. HSPs have brains that work a little differently from the norm. They process incoming information, sights, sounds, smells, and so on, in a more thorough way. An HSP's mirror neurons, the cells in the brain that help us empathize with others, are more active than average. This explains why HSPs are especially sensitive to other people's moods and feelings, and why they are readily overwhelmed in noisy places. Overstimulation. Overstimulation is inevitable when you have a particularly sensitive brain. An HSP takes longer than the average person to process stimuli, so they soon become overwhelmed and drained in busy or crowded environments. This also accounts for their heightened sensitivity to pain and hunger. Emotional reactivity. Emotional reactivity is probably what gets HSPs into trouble most often. They are always tuned in to their environment, so they cannot help but react strongly to both positive and negative situations. Unfortunately, their negative emotions can become all-consuming if not properly managed. Being so empathetic, they are also prone to picking up on other people's bad moods. Sensing the subtle. HSPs do not have superhuman powers. They see and hear just about as well as anyone else. However, they do have a special ability to pick up on tiny details in the environment that other people usually miss. For example, if you are an HSP, you may find that you are the first to notice when a vase of flowers has been moved to a different place in a room. This attention to detail also applies in social settings. An HSP can easily identify deception and ulterior motives in a friend or partner. Even when someone tries to conceal their true nature, an HSP will usually be able to see through the act. High sensitivity isn't a disorder or an illness. It's just a natural variation that occurs in a minority of the human population. An HSP is born possessing this trait, which cannot be learned or unlearned. Men are just as likely to be highly sensitive as women, so don't assume that you can't be an HSP if you are a man. HSP myths. High sensitivity isn't well understood. Here are just a few of the most common myths. Debunked. HSPs are empaths. All empaths are HSPs, but not all HSPs are empaths. You can think of an empath as an individual who meets all the criteria for high sensitivity, yet has an additional set of abilities. An empath literally feels other people's emotions, whereas HSPs merely sense them. Empaths are also more vulnerable to negative energy and are more likely to report meaningful, spiritual, and intuitive experiences. HSPs are all introverts.